The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 22, text number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 18th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
4.22.8, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Any person upon whom the Brahmins and Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world, as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Purport. The Brahmins and Vaishnavas are the bearers of Lord Vishnu, the all-auspicious. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.38, Premanjanachodito bhakti velochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokoyanti yang shamashundaramachitya gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The devotees, out of their extreme love for Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always carry the Lord within their hearts. The Lord is already in the heart of everyone, but the Vaishnavas and the Brahmins actually perceive and see Him always in ecstasy. Therefore, Brahmins and Vaishnavas are carriers of Vishnu. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, or the devotees of Vishnu are all carried. The four Kumaras are Brahmins, and they visited the place of Maharaj Prithu. Naturally, Lord Vishnu and his devotees were also present. Under the circumstances, the conclusion is that when the Brahmins and Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu is also pleased. This is confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his 8 stanzas on the spiritual master, Yasha Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada. By pleasing the spiritual master, who is both Brahman and Vaishnava, one pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, then one has nothing more to achieve either in this world or after death. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Madakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So this verse is emphasizing very much how important it is to please the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have gotten the association of so many Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So we have a very good opportunity to please them. We are regularly associating with Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So how much are we trying to please them? That's what we have to see. Am I trying to take pleasure from them, or am I I'm trying to give pleasure to them? That's a big difference. If we can give pleasure to them, then we receive very special benedictions. As stated here, one can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world or even after death. So those things which are normally not obtainable by any material means, they are fully obtainable by pleasing the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Sometimes we have so many tasks to perform in this Krishna consciousness movement. So many big projects. It's like here you have a project, temple project. It may seem, well, how does ever this temple ever be built? Seems there are so many obstacles. But here it's very clear. If we can simply please the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, then anything, even that which is very, very, very rare, that can easily be achieved. So, if we're smart, we will learn how to master this art of pleasing the Vaishnavas. Especially mentioned in this connection by Prabhupada, is pleasing the spiritual master. Because by pleasing him, we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if one can please that Supreme Lord, then he has attained the greatest accomplishment that can ever be attained in the history of the universe. So we should be very, very keen how to please the spiritual master. So how is the spiritual master pleased? He wants our full surrender. Very simple thing. This is how I was trained by Vishnu Jana Maharaj. Actually, I was living in the temple just as an experiment. I didn't move in to join. I didn't move into the temple to surrender. I just moved in to check it out for a while and see what it was, the scene was like. I told Vishnu Jana Maharaj, I'm just coming to, you know, to see what I can learn by living in this ashram. He gave me all encouragement. He said, that's a good attitude. But I didn't have any idea. I've come to surrender, you see. But I was doing everything that the monks were doing, you see, the brahmacharis. Whatever they would do, I would do. So I noticed when they bowed down, they said one prayer, you see. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshu Shunyavari Paschatra Desha Tarine. That was not an easy prayer to learn, I mean. So I got an idea. I took a ballpoint pen and I wrote it on my hand. See,
Shri Shri Nittai Gaura Chandra ki jai, Shri Shri Lala Ramana ki jai, Nishinga Bhagavan ki jai.
So I had it really easy. Every time I'd offer my obeisances, I would just read it right on there in my hand. So Vishnu Janaswami, he noticed I had done this. He also noticed I had a little space left at the bottom of my hand down here. So he said, this is what you should add to your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. So I was trained up from the very beginning that that's how you please the spiritual master. You surrender unto him fully. It's not that, you know, you're buddies with the spiritual master, you're co-workers, you know, in Lord Chaitanya's army. That, you know, Gurudev has his opinion, I have mine, you know. Not like that. Whatever the spiritual master tells you, that you accept. That is the meaning of disciple. It is not like keeping pet. That everyone else has a guru, so I'd like to have one too. It's a status symbol. Well, who's your guru, you know? Well, I'm a disciple of such and such, or, you know, I have such and such pranam mantra, you know. Oh, you don't have one? Oh. Like a status thing, see? But it's not like that. That's like keeping a guru like a dog, you see. Well, what kind of dog do you have, you know? Well, I have a German Shepherd, or I have a, you know, an Irish Setter, you know. Oh, you don't have a dog? What kind of person are you? You don't have a dog? See, Guru is not like that. Guru is where you completely surrender yourself. As long as you maintain some independence, then you're displeasing your spiritual master. Actually, you have to find a guru where you can put complete faith that I will totally surrender to this person. That whatever instruction he gives me, I accept that as my very life and soul. Prabhupada even takes it a step further in his purport. He says one should worship the order received from one's spiritual master. So the disciple, just like we on the material level, we live by breathing and by eating and drinking water, you see. That's how we live. On the spiritual level, the order of our spiritual master is our food. That's what keeps us alive spiritually. Without that order of the spiritual master, we become dead. So whatever order he has given us, that we have to follow. Otherwise, if we disobey the order of our spiritual master, then it is a fate worse than death. We are cutting ourselves off from Guru. We are cutting ourselves off from Krishna. We are cutting ourselves off from our very spiritual identity. So Guru is very, very essential. Guru and Vaishnavas. There are three things, you see. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. This is the whole foundation of our Vedic culture, these three things. The sadhu, those are the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. You see. The Shastra, that is the scripture. And then there is the spiritual master. So each one of these three is understood by the other two. If you want to know who is a bona fide spiritual master, Then you consult the sadhus and the scriptures. If you want to know what is bona fide scripture, then you consult the sadhus and the guru. And if you want to know who is a bona fide sadhu, you consult with the spiritual master in the scriptures. So in this way, if you take the help of guru, sadhu, and shastra, then you will become properly situated in Krishna consciousness. You will know what is what. You will not be misled by the materialistic propaganda mongers who say there is no God. Does it make sense that there is no God? Of course, we believe in God, so we say, of course, that's foolish to say there is no God. But you have to know why it is foolish. So you can convince yourself and others, fully convince, you say. Why is it foolish not to understand that God exists? It is very simple logic. Every machine has an operator. Show me any machine that doesn't have an operator. There is no such machine. So this universe, it is a gigantic machine also. Therefore, I can easily understand, this universe must also have an operator. That is God. So who can say there is no God? It's a stupid thing to say. That every machine throughout the totality of existence has an operator except for the universal machine. Is that logical? No, that's a very illogical thing. If every other machine has an operator, I can guess that the supreme machine has a supreme operator. Simple thing. So, by hearing from the sadhus, the shastra, and the bona fide spiritual master, we can come to the proper conclusion. We can understand who we are, where we have come from, what is our destination, and how to achieve that destination. All of these things can be fully and properly understood. And then if we apply that understanding in a very serious, conscientious way, then the perfection is guaranteed. We will become devotees as described here in this purport. This is the real meaning of devotee. Prabhupada says a devotee carries Krishna within his heart. He is able to see Krishna at every minute. That is the meaning of devotee. It's described in the Brahma Samhita verse. So, we're trying to become devotees, you can say. But we do not claim that we are devotees. Devotee means who can see Krishna within his heart at every minute. So, we are striving to become devotees by pleasing the Vaishnavas, by pleasing the spiritual master, by strictly acting in accordance with the revealed scriptures. We are trying to become devotees. And by the grace of Guru and Vaishnavas, who are blessing us for our sincere endeavor, we are able to make progress to the point of actually being able to see Krishna someday. We will see Krishna face to face. The key is we just have to go on pleasing the Vaishnavas. That's all. Pleasing the spiritual master. We see some devoted people join this movement with great enthusiasm. But then after some time, they become very critical of the devotees. And they go away. How you relate with the devotees is going to make you or break you in this movement. If you can learn to be very forgiving of the devotees, whatever offenses they may commit, and go on trying to love them and work with them in a cooperative way, then you will become very strong and very steady in Krishna consciousness. But if one develops a negative attitude towards the Vaishnavas, then you'll never advance anywhere, you'll fall away. So we have to always see the good qualities in the devotees. The reality is, each one of us has a combination of good qualities and bad qualities. That's the reality. So, a Vaishnava, he is one who looks for the good in the others. Srila Prabhupada compares this to the fly and the honeybee. Do you know what the fly likes? The fly likes fresh stool. And if you have a sore on your body, some wound, it likes to land on that wound and eat that wounded flesh. That's called fly, you see. But then there's the other type of flying creature. He is called the honeybee. What does he like? Does he go for stool and wounds? No, he goes for the honey, you see. So the Vaishnava, he is like honeybee. When he comes amongst the devotees, he sees, well, this devotee has this good quality, this devotee has that good quality, this devotee has this good quality. He likes to see all the good qualities of the devotees, you see. He's inspired and enlivened to see the good qualities of the devotees. Even though he is aware of their faults, he doesn't think that they're very important. He finds their good qualities hundreds of times more important than their faults. So he always appreciates their good qualities. So in this way, if we are like honeybees and not like flies, then the devotees will be very pleased with our association. How do you please someone? You see? How is it that somebody is pleased with you? Do you know the simple way to please someone? That you become pleasing to them? It's very simple. If I am pleased with you, you see, if I like you, then you will like me. It's a simple thing. How do you get somebody to like you? How do you get somebody to love you? All you have to do is love them sincerely. And if they have any piety at all, they will love you in return. So this is the easy formula of how to become very pleasing to the Vaishnavas. All you have to do is love them, appreciate them, respect them, be happy in their association. That, wow, how fortunate I am. I get to be in the company of Vaishnavas. Do you know what is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? How important it is to have the sadhu's association. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kai, sadhu sangha lava matra, sarva siddhi hoi. You know the translation? Very good. by associating with the sadhus, even for 1/11th of a second, it is declared in all the revealed scriptures that by even 1/11th of a second sadhus association, sarva siddhi hoy, you can achieve all perfections. What is the perfection that we're after? Krishna Prem. But you know what? The other perfections come along with it. Prabhupada explains the Ashta Siddhis also come. When you get the Prem Siddhi, the Ashta Siddhis also come. So, Sarva Siddhi Hai. You develop all kinds of perfections simply by associating with sadhus. So, as much as possible, always associate with the devotees. And when you're not in their presence, remember them. Write them letters. Call them on the phone. Always, somehow or other, either physically or in your mind, stay connected with the devotees. Stay connected with your spiritual master. Because this is the key of success in Krishna consciousness. Sangat sanjayate kama. One's consciousness is developed according to the company they keep. So if you'll always associate with the Vaishnavas within your heart and externally, then you will quickly advance along the pathway of Krishna Bhakti. So these are some of the understandings which can be derived from this most wonderful verse. Now I can ask if there's any questions.
Kaip svarbu skonio judėjime bendradarbiavimas.
How important in the movement is cooperation?
How important in this movement is cooperation? Well, let's put it this way.
Pažiūrėkime į tai.
This movement means cooperation. Without cooperation, there is no Hare Krishna movement. It's dead. It doesn't exist anymore. It's non-different from cooperation. If there's no cooperation, there's no movement.
That's it.
So it can never be overemphasized how important it is. The movement, Hare Krishna movement means cooperation. If there's no cooperation, there is no Hare Krishna movement. Next question.
Yeah. May you explain the second part of Srila Prabhupada's Pranamantra? What is the meaning and what is the importance?
Which part of it?
Second one.
Which part of the second part? The whole thing? Namaste Sarasvate Deve. That means I offer my respectful obeisances under the servant of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Namaste Sarasvate Deve. Gauravani Pracharine. Gauravani is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Pracharine means who is preaching the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Next one.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Gauravani, nirvishesha shunyavadi, that means impersonalism and voidism. Paschacha means Western. Western countries. Paschacha desha, Western countries. Charine means delivering.
These countries from the voidism and impersonalism.
Mm-hmm.
This concept,
what is it?
Of liberating the Western countries of voidism and impersonal philosophies.
Yeah.
What about them? Why it is related?
Why is it? What? Speak louder.
Why it's particularly mentioned?
Yes. Actually, Prabhupada gave us a devotee in Los Angeles requested there could be, in the beginning there was only the first mantra. And a devotee requested that we could have a second mantra, and Prabhupada approved of it, and he gave some idea what it could be, and then Prajumna did the Sanskrit, and Prabhupada corrected the Sanskrit. So this was Prabhupada's idea of his mission given to him by Bhakti. Especially his mission was to defeat impersonalism and voidism. This is Prabhupada's vision of his mission. Because actually that impersonalism and voidism is the foundation of the entire material civilization. Voidism appears in the form of modern science. So it's not only Buddhism, it's also modern science is a manifestation of voidism. So those things, if impersonalism and voidism can be defeated, then that will actually completely dismantle the material society and you know, be the bring about a renaissance of Krishna Bhakti throughout the entire planet. So what does that mean for the preachers of this movement? This means we have to understand very, very precisely what is impersonal philosophy and what is voidistic philosophy and how to defeat them. Every Brahman-initiated disciple in our movement should be very expert in knowing the difference between impersonalism and voidism and how to defeat them. And how, and the history of them also, how they manifested in Indian history. These are very important things. Questions more? Yes?
I had one question before coming to the lecture, but when I saw you, it was automatically answered. Could you explain how these subtle things happen? What kind of magic or...
Yes. This is the potency of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's Shakti is very, very powerful. And if we are sincerely, even though we are totally unqualified, you see, to represent Srila Prabhupada, if we sincerely try to serve his mission, in spite of our innumerable disqualifications, then Prabhupada will use us as his instruments to spread this movement. Prabhupada is like Lord Brahma. And this is an example. Prabhupada is like Lord Brahma, and we're like the monkeys. See? All those monkeys from the jungle, you see. They assist the Lord Brahma in defeating Ravana, conquering Lanka, you see. So what a monkey can do against some powerful trained warriors with all kinds of mystic powers, you see. But because they were acting for the pleasure of Lord Ram was able to empower those monkeys to defeat these powerful Rakshasa warriors, you see. So, even though we are just some monkeys out of the jungle, practically speaking, it's all we really are, you know. We have, what is our qualification? We were all sinful dogs, you know. But Prabhupada, by his great Shakti, just as Ram was able to empower the monkeys, Prabhupada is able to empower those who are sincerely trying to carry out his mission. So anyone who's sincerely trying to serve Prabhupada's mission, Prabhupada's potency acts through them. So that's what happened. It was Prabhupada's Shakti. One of the devotees here must have inspired you. It wasn't me though, I'm sure it wasn't me. Somebody else must have inspired you. Next question.
Yeah. Should the disciple make daily the arati for his spiritual master?
What is it?
Should he offer arati offer for his spiritual
master? Yes, actually, it's a very nice thing to the devotees can offer daily arati to their spiritual master. It's very nice. I encourage everyone to try to do that, all the disciples.
What is the program? What is the program?
Program?
How to do that?
You know how to offer an arati?
Some prayers.
There's a very good prayer. Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya Koroehi Dase Kripa. That's a very nice prayer. So actually the devotees, not in the temple room, but the devotees can, at home they can do, or in the ashram somewhere. It's very nice if they can, the disciples of each guru can offer daily arti to their spiritual master. It's very nice because you have to have feelings of love for your spiritual master. It's very important. If you don't have a loving, affectionate feeling for your spiritual master, how you can serve his orders through the whole life? Yes. So every disciple... So that helps to offer puja and sing a prayer to your spiritual master every day. It very much helps you to feel your love for him and to feel connected with him and feel inspired. Any other questions? Yes, Maharaji?
When the devotees are fighting with each other, does it show that there is lack of love?
It shows that they're... well, in one sense, if they are devotees, how could they be fighting? Devotees don't fight. They're not acting as devotees when they fight. They're acting like karmi. If they're actually a devotee, they won't fight. Devotees don't fight with devotees. You see. Only non-devotees fight, you see. So that means they have to stop doing that. There can be difference of opinion amongst devotees. That's all right. I have my opinion of how to please Krishna. You have your opinion how to please Krishna. Does that mean we should fight? We should see that we are both, even though my opinion of how to serve Krishna is different from your opinion of how to serve Krishna, what is more important, our difference of opinion, or that we are both wanting to serve Krishna? The only reason devotees fight is they don't realize that we both agree to serve Krishna is far more important than our difference of opinion. Next question.
Do you personally feel any common thing or connection between Krishna movement and other religious spiritual movements today?
Do you see any connection with Krishna consciousness movement and any other movement, like Christianity and other spiritual movements.
Oh, yes.
Ar yra skirtum, ar jūs matote kažkokius panašumus ar Krishna sąmonės judėjimų ir kitų dvasinių judėjimų?
When Jesus comes again, he will chant Hare Krishna.
Kai Jėzus vėl ateis, jis kartos Hare Krishna.
Because this is the real, this is pure bhakti, you see.
Nes čia mokoma, tai yra bhakti.
Christ was teaching pure bhakti, there's no doubt.
Kristus be jokios abejonės irgi mokė tyrą meilę.
If you read the Bible, you can see the pure bhakti. How much he was emphasizing complete dedication to the Lord, you see. One man, he came, he said, Lord Jesus, I want to join your movement. But before I join, I have to go bury my dead relative. What did Jesus say? He said, let the dead bury the dead. So this, you understand? Everybody understands the meaning? The karmi, the non-devotee, they are dead people. So why you want to worry about burying that a dead person who is karmi, is a dead person? Let the dead people bury the dead people. You should stay here and assist me in my preaching mission immediately. You don't need to go bury some dead person who's, you know. You stay here. So Christ was preaching pure bhakti. And we are doing the same thing. Actually, I came to this movement inspired by Lord Jesus Christ. I was looking for spiritual perfection. And I knew that Jesus Christ was a perfectly spiritually enlightened being. So I was studying the Bible, trying to understand what made him a spiritually enlightened being. So that I could do the same thing. And I found one verse which explained perfectly why he was the spiritually enlightened being that he was. He said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. In other words, he was fully surrendered to the Supreme Father. So I understood then that full surrender is what one had to do. So then I was looking for somebody who could teach me full surrender. I didn't find anyone in the modern day Christian church who could teach me how to fully surrender to God. But I found there was one spiritual master who was teaching them how to do that. His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jakacharja Astatarasada Shishimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Dri Dandi Go Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is teaching the same exact thing that Christ was teaching. So this is the real Christian movement. There's no difference. The only difference is these so-called Christians do not follow Jesus. That's the only difference. If you think Jesus is your Savior, then you should surrender to this Hare Krishna movement. Because this is the real second coming of Christ, actually, this movement. Lord Jesus Christ has come again as the Hare Krishna movement. Next question. All right. So now they will gather again for the big mela, big festival. At 3 p.m. Yes. So everyone come. It's going to be a big grand festival. Bring your friends, bring your neighbors. Bring the whole world. We're going to get the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev. Plus, there'll be an initiation ceremony today. It'll be very auspicious. So, we thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.